Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. Tonight is the chance for the LA Lakers to stay alive in the Western Conference Finals. State budget tightening will take a bite out of child care funding. And an Orange County city's LGBTQ community comes together to celebrate Pride.
Yes, we have experienced maybe a bit more homophobia and transphobia and bigotry than our peers, say, in LA County have experienced. But we're still just as joyful and liberated.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 22nd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The Lakers are in a make-or-break situation. Over the weekend, L.A. lost again to the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Western Conference Finals. So the team goes into tonight's Game 4 at Crypto.com Arena with no wins in the best-of-seven series. Lakers forward Anthony Davis says at this point they're simply trying to extend the series.
Take it one game at a time. Come Monday, leave it all on the floor and try to get a win, you know. Then you take it to Game 5, Game 6, Game 7. That's all you can really do.
No team has ever come back from 3-0 in an NBA playoff series. When Governor Newsom released his revised state spending plan last week, he cautioned the current revenue shortfall was more than $31 billion. One sector that will feel the pinch of a tighter budget is child care. More from station KQED and reporter Daisy Nguyen.
Newsom wants to use federal funds to cover family fees for subsidized child care for another 3 months and give providers another round of stipends. However, the funding falls short of the $1 billion state lawmakers sought to better pay providers of subsidized child care.
Even though it's a tight budget year, this is not an option.
Max Arias is the chair of Child Care Providers United. The union represents some 40,000 small business owners who provide child care out of their homes and who haven't received a rate increase in 7 years.
It's like saying, well, I'm going to skimp on my rent this month, you know, because the budget's tight. That's not what we do, because we end up without a home. If they skimp on providers, California will end up with basically no providers.
Newsom did not address the rate issue when he revealed the latest budget Friday, but he acknowledged child care workers' role in supporting the economy.
Child care is foundational to getting people back to work, particularly women, but particularly addressing the labor shortage that continues in the state and this country. Child care needs to be front and center in that debate and conversation.
Newsom's office is bargaining with the union for a new contract. For the California Report, I'm Daisy Nguyen.
There is power in proximity. That's the conclusion of a recently published study from labor economists who examined the effects of being near coworkers in software engineering teams. Economics professor Emma Harrington authored the study.
Reluctance to return to the office might be because if you're a younger worker, you know you're going back to an office where more senior workers aren't going to be there. So maybe you're going back to an office that no longer provides mentorship.
Researchers chose to study software engineering teams because they have a well-documented paper trail of code feedback among coworkers. Among other findings, younger engineers received 20% less feedback when working remotely, while veteran engineers said they were more productive away from the office. Layoffs have been in the news lately, particularly for tech and media companies. LAist's Julia Paskin reports on an Orange County nonprofit getting people ready for a job hunt and maybe even a career change.
To say it plainly, losing your job bites.
we lose a lot of our confidence, and our work often is very much tied into our self-worth.
Bonnie Pomish is CEO of Working Wardrobes, which will dress you for a new job. But first, you have a consultation to ID and address your needs, from basic necessities to new work certifications to resume and interview prep. Then, as promised in their name, a volunteer personally styles you for that interview. Pomish says anyone is eligible, no matter your background or work experience.
If you are a human that needs help overcoming a barrier to employment, we are here for you.
I'm Julia Paskin. Coming up, vans are rolling again to pick up riders with disabilities in Orange County.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. Happening today, the Orange County Transportation Authority is resuming paratransit services. Nearly 250 drivers with the agency's OC Access service have accepted a new contract after walking off the job earlier this month. The negotiations were conducted by the OCTA's third-party provider, First Transit. When you think of LGBTQ Pride, a big festival may come to mind. But in Huntington Beach over the weekend, all organizers needed was a small step stool, a loudspeaker, and a gigantic flag to make it happen. LAist's Caitlin Hernandez has the story.
When the Huntington Beach City Council's new conservative majority voted to restrict what flags could be flown on city property in February, many saw it as a way to stop the pride flag from going up. Now, only government and military flags are allowed. So people started going to the pier to wave pride flags, a weekly event that turned into the city's first unofficial pride on Sunday. Kane Durham is part of Huntington Beach Pride at the Pier, which put on the event. He says it was important to give the community something positive.
Pride is a protest, but Pride is a party. Yes, we have experienced maybe a bit more homophobia and transphobia and bigotry than our peers, say, in LA County have experienced, but we're still just as joyful and liberated.
The group says they'll keep showing up to make sure the community is seen and heard. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
Clouds will mostly clear this afternoon. You can expect high temperatures in the upper 60s to mid-70s in coastal communities. And in the valleys, it'll be in the 80s. In the mountains and deserts, there's a chance of rain. This week is setting up to be a bit cooler in the coastal communities with more marine layer influence. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. The AM edition is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.